Today we're building a K-Motions Amen style call and response riff, saturate and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for sub-heavy sound system pressure. I'll walk you through a beginner-friendly, stock device workflow so you can chop or build the call, make a complementary, mono sub response, add harmonics without killing the low end, and arrange an 8/16 bar section that translates on Club PA. Start by setting up Create a new live set in arrangement view. Import an Amen style break or any percussive slash mid-high loop into a new audio track. If you don't have an Amen, any gritty percussive loop will do. Create two MIDI tracks, one for the call layer, call it call chops, and one for the response slash sub layer, resp sub. Make the call riff, mid slash high chopped line if you're using an audio Amen loop. Right click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Live will create a drum rack with slices mapped. Instant chop control. Program a 2/4 bar repeating call phrase. Keep notes short and staccato. Rhythmic syncopation and ghost notes are key to the K-Motions feel. Duplicate and vary the clip for subtle swing and timing changes. Small nudges give groove. Add this insert FX chain on the call track. EQ 8 first. High pass around 100-140 Hz to clear low end. Small boost around 24 Khz for attack clarity. Saturator. Drive around 37 dB. Curve to soft clip or analog clip. Dry slash wet 30-50%. Gritty but not destructive. Utility after saturator. Manage width and later monoing of low content. Optionally add glue compressor lightly fast attack. Medium release. 1-3 dB gain reduction. Final EQ 8 for gentle shaping. Dip 200-400 Hz if boxy. Slight 25 Khz presence boost if needed. Make the response clean. Subheavy hits on the response track. Load operator or wave eatable. Operator. Use OSC as a pure sign. Wave eatable. Choose a clean sign slash low triangle and low pass heavily. Program the response so it answers the call. One big sub hit on the downbeat or a two note hit pattern that locks with the call. Response signal chain. EQ 8. Low pass and remove everything above tilde 300 Hz if you want a pure sub. Utility. Set width to 0 to force mono under the whole track or mono below tilde 120 Hz if you prefer more granular routing. Gentle compressor or glue for level control. Avoid heavy saturation here. If you want subtle harmonics for club translation, don't put heavy saturator directly on this track. Instead, use parallel saturation next step. Parallel saturation and the parsat return. The club trick create a return track named parsat. Parsat chain. Saturator. Drive 610 dB. Curr soft clip slash analog. Dry slash wet 70-100%. EQ 8 after the saturator. High pass around 100-150 Hz and low pass around 1.2-1.5 Khz. This return now carries harmonics only. No fundamental sub rumble. Glue compressor to taste. Send the response to par set at a low send level start minus 12 to minus 6 dB. This keeps the sub fundamental clean and mono, while adding mid slash high harmonics that smaller speakers and club PAs can reproduce as perceived bass. Sidechain and interaction. Add sidechain compression to help balance hits. Either compress the parsat return or compress the response with the kick or drum bus as a sidechain source. Typical DNB settings. Attack 510 ms, release 150-400 ms, ratio 2:14:1. Duck subtly so transients stay clear. The call generally needs little or lighter ducking so it breathes. Arrange for call and response in arrangement view. Build an 8/16 bar structure. Example. Bars 1-2. Call only. Filtered in. Bars 3-4. Response hits with sub on bar 3. Bars 5-8. Call with more grit or automation. Bars 9-12. Extended response or variation. Automations to create contrast. Parsat send level. Automate lower in verses. Raise for drops. Call saturator drive or dry slash wet. Automate increases for intensity. Call EQ low pass. Open just before call peaks. Close for the response. Group call and response into a riff group for bus control. Glue compression and global EQ. Keep 2-3 call variations to prevent loop fatigue. Small timing nudges 310 ms on call slices. Add groove. Never nudge subs. Final mix checks and translation. Use utility on master or group to mono below tilde 120 Hz. Roll off below 20 Hz if needed. Use spectrum to confirm energy. Sub fundamental typically in the 40-90 Hz band for DNB. Harmonics around 200 Hz, 4 Khz. Bounce a short loop and test on headphones, small speakers, and a powered monitor. The parsat harmonics should give small speaker weight while the clean sub retains club PA pressure. Common mistakes to avoid: don't heavily saturate the sub track directly. This muddies and distorts low end. Don't leave low frequencies wide. Mono your subs to avoid cancellations on PA systems. Avoid oversaturating the call chain. Use moderate drive and dry slash wet. Don't high pass the call too aggressively. Losing body makes the call thin. Vary your arrangement. Repeating identical clips becomes boring. Check in mono often. Many club subs are mono. Pro tips and workflow boosts: build a template. Call chops, resp sub, par sat return, and a riff group pre-made. Car code and name tracks for fast automation. Use parsat send automation per hit so only the biggest response hits get extra grit. Duplicate the response and add a short octave above low pass layer for attack slash definition. Blended carefully. Freeze and flatten when set aside to save CPU and lock timbre. Bounce separate stems. Clean sub and harmonic stem are useful for later mastering or club tuning. Mini practice exercise. 1 hour slice an amen loop and build a two-bar call. Program a two-bar response sub with operator sign. Mono below 128Z. Create a parsat return with saturator plus EQ and send both tracks at different starting levels. Automate the parsat send up on bars 5-6 for a small drop. Export a 16-bar loop and listen on headphones and a small speaker. Tweak parsat send and sub EQ until the loop translates. Recap split call mid slash high chopped and saturated and response clean. Mono sub. Preserve the pure sub fundamental. Add harmonics via an ect parallel saturation return. Mono low frequencies, below tilde 128 Hz. Automate saturation and sends for dynamics, and arrange alternating calls and responses for contrast. Iterate by ear. Small changes to filter cutoffs, saturator drive, and send levels make big differences on real sound systems. That's the workflow. Keep the sound system pressure goal front and center. Treat call and response as separate instruments, and use parallel saturation smartly, so your riff hits hard on both headphones and club PA.